And welcome to West Online. If this is your first time worshiping with us, we send a very special and warm welcome to you. Or if you have worshiped with us at West before, either at Lake Norman High School on Sunday mornings at 10 or here online on Sundays or throughout the week, I'm glad that you took a few minutes out of your morning to join us for worship, especially since we're all sort of snowed and iced in. Hopefully later on this morning, the roads will be completely clear and we'll all be able to get back to our lives. But before then, I had a few thoughts that I wanted to share with you. We're in the middle of a message series based on how to measure our lives and how to create lives that matter. And these messages are based on the teachings of Jesus, but we also are using a book by Clayton Christensen called Measure Your Life. And it talks about how if we look at the factors that really make a difference in our lives, we'll find that we have a lot more peace, joy, happiness and contentment with our lives versus if we are measuring the wrong things. So this morning we are going to boil this topic down to one key concept, and that concept is spirituality. And what would it mean if we had naked spirituality? So for just a few minutes this morning, we're going to talk about getting naked. I wanted to introduce you to Mo, who appears to be ready to take a nap. This is our rescue puppy, or dog, actually. He's older than a puppy. This is our daughter's prized pet. She loves him dearly, so much so that when we were on vacation back a few months ago, Lane decided that Mo needed to have some clothing. And he's probably absolutely embarrassed, and that's why he's so docile this morning. But when we were in Cozumel, Lane decided that she wanted to get him an outfit. And I thought that was a bit bizarre. I'm not used to going and buying dogs souvenirs on vacation, but it was really important to Lane. So we went through all the little touristy shops, and she found this shark t-shirt, and she was just, you know, enthralled with it because you could raise the little flap on the back and you could see all the things that are in the shark's mouth. Well, I don't know if you can tell or not, but Mo is none too thrilled to have the shark t-shirt on. And in fact, in just a few minutes when I put him down, he will be totally out of the shark shirt in a matter of seconds, at the most like a minute. He hates wearing clothes. I wonder why. You know, probably because dogs were not created to wear clothes. Humans weren't either. Actually, and the scripture lesson that we're going to look at in just a few minutes gives proof to that. But you see, now in our society, we actually wear clothes. It's taboo not to. So I want you to take a look at this video from several years in our past. It's a funny music video about the streaker. Take a look at that, and then we're going to talk about what it means to be naked, why we need to be naked, not physically, but spiritually, and how that will help us have meaning in our life.
Oh, listen, this man will take care of you. You know what to say.
I'll be watching Mr. Stevenson.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation. On the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just standing over there by the tomatoes, and here he came, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and veggies, naked as a jaybird. Ethel's over in the jams, jellies, preserves, and pickles. I hollered over. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" She dropped a whole jar of kumquats and fell back into the sweet midget, sir. Hit us too late. She'd done been incensed.
Here comes
Boogie Dad, Boogie Dad.
There goes
Boogie Dad, Boogie Dad.
Show off his physique.
clown. You'd be streaking around and fighting public critique.
Hello once again, everyone. Your Action News reporter on the scene at the gas station. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I just in here trying to get some air in my tar there, and he disappeared out of the traffic. Come streaking around the grease rack there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. Ethel's in there getting her cold drink. I hollered in there. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" Too late, she done been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shock absorbers.
He ain't
through. Boogity, boogity.
He ain't through.
A boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to ride in the new.
Oh, yes, they call him the street. Shoes. Yes, you could call him unique.
Hello once again, everyone. Your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym, covering the disturbance of the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. It's halftime. I just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seats. Right down the middle of the court there, didn't have nothing on but his high-top Reeboks. He was a dribbler.
Made a jump shot, got out through the concession. I hollered up to Ethel, I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" Too late, she done got a free shot. Grandstanding her, right turn from the home team.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Whoa, here he comes again.
That's thanks.
Who's that with him? Ethel? Is that you, Ethel? Where do you think you're going? You get your clothes on.
So streaking is not exactly a popular thing to do. In fact, if you and I were going to go streaking through our neighborhood or run down a city street without our clothes on, chances are law enforcement would be called and we would be placed into jail. Going naked physically is not such a good idea. However, metaphorically and figuratively, it is, especially when it comes to our spirituality. If you look in the book of Genesis at the account of how humankind was created in the image of God, you read in Genesis 2 that when man and woman were created, they were naked and they were not ashamed. So something has happened over the years to cause humanity, mankind, to need clothes to cover ourselves up and that inhibit us from actually being naked. Why am I talking about nakedness and what's the big deal? You see, I think religion oftentimes is used as a crutch, and it is the exact opposite of becoming naked before God. We use religion to be like pieces or articles of clothing, and we put them on ourselves, and then ultimately we stand before God, the presence of God, which is love. We stand in the presence of love, and we've got all these barriers in front of us and all these hurdles to overcome that we have this difficulty connecting with the presence of the divine. And that's what life is all about. Life is about realizing that there is something bigger than us, and if we will connect with that presence, if we'll live into that presence, if we'll live out of that presence, which ultimately is love, we will experience a life that matters. That's what Clayton Christensen was writing about in his book, Measure Your Life. All these brilliant Harvard graduates were finding that 5 and 10 and 20 years later, their life was still empty because for the longest time, they measured it with things that truly did not matter in the grand scheme of things. Those were called hygiene factors, and those were things like salary and status and workplace conditions. And Christensen went on to say that if you will use these things called motivation factors, that perhaps you'll find that life has more meaning. Motivation factors like, am I learning anything new with what I'm doing today? Am I growing? Am I changing? If we'll answer those questions, we'll find that our life actually does have some meaning and our life matters. So what does that have to do with clothing? Well, you see, I think clothing is a metaphor for how we guard ourselves before the presence of God. Take a look at this quote by Brian McLaren in his book, Naked Spirituality. The goal of all spirituality is to lead the naked person to stand trustfully before the naked God. The important thing is that we're naked. In other words, that we come without title, merit, shame, or even demerit. All we can offer to God is who we really are, which to all of us never seems like enough. How many times do we go through life feeling like we aren't enough? Part of that is that we define our lives by standards that truly are not the ones that matter. That's the whole point of that book that Clayton Christensen writes, Measure Your Life. You see, we measure it against those hygiene factors, and truly, those are not the important things. If we could become naked, if we really could embrace our nakedness, meaning that there are no pretenses that we need to have before God, no set agenda that God has for each of us, that God loves each of us in who we are individually. If we'll accept that, then I think we live into being naked before God. And that is when we find that we can truly experience the peace that comes with the love that God offers. You see, that's when we can own that we've messed up, we all do, that we're not perfect, and that we're not measured next to a standard for someone else, and that frankly, we're not measured by one another's standards either. The standard that we are measured by, because there is one, is love. Jesus was very clear. Love one another as you love yourself, and also love God. Well, part of loving God is loving ourselves, and part of loving ourselves is a willingness to be vulnerable and to be naked, to let those barriers go when the fears that we have, let them be released so that we can see deep down within each of us who it is that we were created to be. When we are willing to spend that time, that quiet time, and that researching deep into our soul, when we're willing to spend that time, we'll find that we will be able to embrace living lives that matter. We'll find that we don't care so much about the things that are not that important. And we will truly experience, I believe, a peace and a contentment that will be like none other. I invite you this rest of this ice and snow day to take a few moments just to be quiet, to look at where your life is right now. Look at what pieces of clothing you have piled onto yourself to keep you from having to experience that naked vulnerability that comes with God. I invite you to confess whatever barriers it is that you have and then let them go. And see if you can indeed truly experience the joy and hope that comes in living into a full relationship of a divine love that is far greater than anything we can either ask or imagine. I offer this to you this week as we each search our souls in order to try to get naked, naked before God. In the name of God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.